Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard a Tri-Day Friday. Looking for some good Father's Day gifts. We got some really actually good and creative ones. I think our favorite one is the one where he gave his dad his car back.
That was pretty cool.
That's the best one we got.
But
today.
Hugh didn't like that one.
I know. I thought it was great.
No, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
People are offering up suggestions for what to get Hugh for Father's Day.
Yeah. Any good
some
ones?
Some good ones. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got some. You people coming up a little bit?
How about let me just take one off the board right now? Accountability.
Yes.
Accountability. Yeah. I mean, come on.
If only you could wrap that up or put it in an envelope. That'd be given out all the time. Can't do that. All right, before we get back to the phones on Saquon, would you bet on him to do it again? I would. I think Saquon's going to have another great season. Sometimes we go too far with, like, oh, the trends and history. I get all that, and I'm not saying it is, you know, a lock that he has 2,000 yards again. But I think if health is there for him, he's going to have another special season. He is a special athlete behind the best offensive line in the league. And I tend to think this is going to end up more like Emmitt Smith with the Cowboys or Terrell Davis with the Broncos, to which we think maybe they're going to change the offense. Maybe they're going to throw more. I'm not sure they are. And I think the Eagles will lean on what is best, and their best is their best player, Saquon Barkley, in this offensive line. Where do you come down on Saquon? And Alec Bohm, he is red hot. Last 30 days, some of the best numbers in baseball. Are you buying back in on Bohm? I can feel Hugh trying to become an Alec Bohm guy in front of our eyes.
I'm trying, man. I mean, but it's like I need to see a little bit more. You know what kind of deters me a little bit?
What?
The temper tantrum.
That kills me.
Temper tantrum.
I can't do it.
Temper tantrum.
I mean, that's not how typically star players act or guys you can count on in big spots act. I'm with that part drives me crazy about him, but he has hit a lot lately. All right, before we go back to the phones, we do have another Sixers rumor to discuss. So yesterday we talked about VJ Edgecombe, right? How they brought him in for a private visit, and it seems like he might be their guy if they stay at number 3. Well, what if they don't stay at number 3? Story yesterday, sources, according to Michael Scotto, the Sixers have engaged with the Spurs about potentially moving up to the number 2 pick. For now, the Sixers zeroed in on 4 NBA draft prospects with the number 3 pick, including a private workout with VJ Edgecombe and also the Ace Bailey name in there. All right, so let's discuss this. The idea of the Sixers trading up one spot with the San Antonio Spurs to number 2. Presumably, Hugh, that would be for Dylan Harper, the other Rutgers kid.
Ron Harper Jr.?
Right. So,
where is Ron Harper's son?
Ron Harper's son, yes. The other Rutgers kid, or Bailey and Harper played at Rutgers together. So here's my question. I'm not going to ask you about Harper. Let's say the Sixers love him, right? Let's say the Sixers want Ron Harper Jr. They want to go up and get the kid. Oh, excuse me, Dylan Harper, Ron Harper's kid. They want to go up and get Dylan Harper. What would you give up? So here's what, I mean, we obviously know they don't have much to give up, right? No one wants Joel Embiid. The Spurs don't want Paul George. They're going to want something that has some value to it. So let me throw this one at you. Would you trade Jared McCain to move up one spot? The kid that we saw last year, the rookie that was at a Duke, who had like an incredible 20-game stretch where it looked like he was going to be the rookie of the year, and then he hurt his knee.
Yeah.
If they love Harper, Dylan Harper out of Rutgers, would you trade McCain to move up one spot?
If they're willing to take him. I like, because my whole thing has been, when we talk about trading McCain for that second pick, is that he's injured.
And,
and I didn't know how much they would give for him or get for him. So that's the reason why I was throwing Max's name out there. But if Dylan McCain's the guy, then yeah, I'll trade him for that.
So I wouldn't trade Jared McCain. I know
I said Dylan. Jared.
Well, Dylan Harper is the other guy.
I mixed them too.
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't trade Jared McCain. Now, I'm not saying he's totally untouchable, but I liked what I saw last year. I thought that, I mean, he really played well. I mean, he actually kind of captivated everyone for a few weeks in the beginning of the season before everything went off the rails. I would not trade Jared McCain. In fact, I would rather trade Maxey. If you tell me right now they have to move, the Spurs want something real to make this kind of trade. Would you rather trade Maxey or McCain for the number two pick?
If I could, if
you get to pick,
I get to pick, yeah. I think Maxey would make the deal go. I think that would be a no brainer.
But if they say we'll take either one, you choose the one we get. Who would you rather trade versus keep?
Damn, that's now you're changing the.
Well, premise. I'm curious. Yeah, you're a Maxey guy.
I like Maxey.
You don't want to trade either.
I like Maxey.
So you trade McCain.
I would trade McCain if I had that choice. I would, if they told me either or, I'm keeping Maxey.
I would trade Maxey and keep McCain.
I agree with that. If I had to pick one,
but you don't want to trade either one.
No.
So you're not that interested in moving up to two.
No, like if it was for Cooper Flagg, it'd be a different story.
Yeah, it does seem like people have billed this as a two-player draft, but it feels like there's a one-player draft. And maybe then a two and then a gap, but like one and two are different.
And there will be other great players to come out of it, but I'm not like, I don't know, I'm not banking on it being Dylan Harper so much so that I would get rid of like a known commodity like Maxey or McCain.
Yeah, it does feel like a heavy lift to just move up one spot. Now, again, if the kid is special, then he's special and then you want him on your team. I mean, there's also the avenue of they could trade draft picks. They have the 2028 Clippers pick. I think it is an interesting rumor. Ultimately, I'd stay at three. I like VJ Edgecombe, and I think he could be a really good Sixer. But if I had a pick and the Sixers are going to do this, I would trade Maxey over McCain here. We haven't talked to Herb in a long time. Where was he? Herb, what's up, buddy? How you been?
Hey, Joe. I'm down Ben's Landing. I'm heading down to Chickie and Pete's.
Ah, big Chickie's day with the afternoon show.
You're using my intelligence, maybe I would say.
All of it.
I've been away for 10 days. Okay, So I didn't hear any WIP. The thing is, yesterday I was on and I was the one that said, I don't want to give up Maxey, but I'm going to give it to him if I can get that number one pick.
Oh, you want Cooper Flagg. Well, yeah, I trade Maxey for Cooper Flagg in a heartbeat.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because that guy that was on yesterday, supposedly some kind of NBA insider.
Well, Kevin
supposedly.
Kevin insider. O'Connor? Was it Kevin O'Connor?
Yeah, whoever was going with Spike.
Yeah.
With Spike.
Did he use your intelligence?
And then I was put on right after, okay? First of all, he's got 6'4", 6'5". So we need a guy that's like 6'8", 6'9", or 6'10", that can shoot the ball.
Well, that'd be ideal, yeah.
Great defense, that can put the ball on the floor. Put the ball on the floor and can shoot, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, Maxey, I love you. I know you can score 40, 50 a night.
But
he's short, be short.
But the thing is, okay, he's already signed, okay, for the next so many years, so a team would take him, okay? He would fit right in with Dallas with Irvin, okay?
And they would Kyrie. And he's from Dallas. Man, you might want to go home.
He would love that.
He's from Dallas. His parents don't have to fly up to come see him when they come to Philly. They're right there.
Listen, Herb, you don't got to sell me on Cooper Flagg.
Herb, how was your trip, dude?
Listen,
Herb, where you been for 10 days? Where'd you go?
You been?
I told you, I went to Columbia. I was in Cartagena.
Herb, what'd you do? What'd you do down there?
You already know what you did.
Herb, what'd you do down there?
What I do? I did a lot of things, okay? What do you think? Want to play with me? Yeah. You know, I had a little sex. I had a little this. I had
We like to keep it vague.
And we went right there.
We like what we call the theater of the mind.
We did ask him. That's right.
Douglas, you asked me.
We thought you was gonna like play. You know, like you know what I mean. Keep it kind of vague.
Well, now we're here. Herb, you got a girlfriend, or is this just a fling?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, I just did whatever I do. I had
now you want to be vague.
Now you're vague.
Listen,
what's her name?
I got a couple ladies that I hooked up with. Okay, who? One of them actually, her name is Maria.
One of them. There were more than one.
He said he pulled a twofer.
She's from Miami.
He did a twofer.
Excuse me.
I'm looking at Maria from Miami.
Maria from Miami. Yeah.
I know.
Yep. I'm not mad at you, Herb. That's you awesome. Know. That's awesome.
All right, brother. So, hey, Douglas, I got some cards for you. You know, dudes. You ever been in dudes?
Dudes.
The leather store?
I have not.
Oh, you got to go in there. They just got more snake. They got the snake and the alligator, man. Let me.
What you mean?
You,
some boot? Get some boots.
Oh, some snake skin boots.
You can get boots. You can get whatever you want. I just had one of my belts taken. I got a medium green belt, and they put a new buckle on there because I wasn't wearing the other one.
Okay.
They did it for $10. They give me a nice buckle and throw it on there and stuff. Because I had bought this belt a few years ago. It's
right.
Like a medium light green, but. For the summer, but, you know, like, I'm going to Detroit next month.
Okay.
What are you doing there? What are you going to Detroit for?
I got business with me and my heart surgeon are getting together, and I'm taking him to the Detroit Tigers. They're playing Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Detroit's got a good team. You're going to see some good baseball.
My friend Chad Mottola is the batting coach for the Rays.
Oh, there you go.
I get a chance to see him again. I saw him a couple years ago down at CB, down at the Phillies Park. Mm. So, you know, but old friends, old acquaintances, and
are we invited? Yeah, can we come too? Are we invited? He wants to go.
Yeah, you can come. You got money in your pocket.
We got you, Herb. All right.
I'm going for steak dinner.
Oh, there we go. Steakhouse night.
We're going to go find a steak place down in Detroit, you know.
Herb, you going to be a chickie today? You going to be watch the show?
I'm going down now because I went to the College World Series. Yeah, I'm going for the show, but the College World Series.
Ben Davis's kid, Tay Davis.
I know all about it.
Well, you've been gone for 10 days. I didn't know.
He's just trying to keep you up to speed.
I had the connection for the World Series. Okay,
there's sure you
there's a place called Cartagena Sports Club. You just walk in there.
It's made
there's up. Two hot Spanish girls when you walk in.
Maria?
It's a, yeah, I've met a, like three brothers down there. And had a couple Coronas. And you tell them what you want to see, what game you want. I saw the Phillies last week playing Toronto. So, I mean, you know, like...
I mean, what do you want me to say? It was cool.
I don't know what I'm
saying. All right, Herb, that sounds great. All right, Herb, we'll talk soon. There he goes,
that
Herb,
was...
for the first time in 10 days.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean...
Well, I asked Herb what he did in Colombia, and yeah, he told us. I mean, that's on me. A couple brothers.
We are all inclusive.
That poor woman, Maria, now that we know her name. Yeah, that's. Wow. Do we buy the whole story? Or we think it's a little embellished?
I mean,
all real?
Does Herb ever lie about anything?
Herb is a ladies' man.
Yeah, we saw that one time we were at McGurk's. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
He was talking.
Yeah,
he was,
seen him. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've seen our Christian in Nazareth is up. What's up, Christian?
Hey, guys, you know, Joe, Hugh, the rest of the crew, good afternoon, guys. It's a pleasure for you guys having me on here quick.
Appreciate you, Christian.
To have him. You heard him.
Yes, it's our pleasure. What's up, Christian?
Thank you for, again, accepting my call. Again, I listen, you know, morning through afternoon, dawn, every day, you know, and I never have the urge to call in,
after
all the takes on Jalen Hurts, you know, all the Phillies takes, you know, whether, we're, you know, we're up and down. By the way, great, you know, we've been playing, you know, solid bone. Thank God he's hitting the ball again.
Mm-hmm.
But real quick, you know, I had to call in. I can't even believe, you know, the blasphemy in mentioning trading Tyrese Maxey and for the second overall pick. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. You know, a team like Dallas comes to us and would even, you know, think of the possibility of giving us the first overall pick with, you know, for a trade and, you know, involving Maxey. Then that is something I could get. You know, they just pulled in Davis last year. They're about to lose Kyrie Irving. I could understand, you know, us giving a guard, you know, like Tyrese Maxey for the first overall pick and getting more of a promising product in Cooper Flagg. But to even consider, and again, I'm respectable of everyone's takes, everyone's opinions. That's what the best part about this show is.
Yeah, yeah, forget about all that.
However, Tyrese Maxey for the possibility of Dylan Harper, who half the last season at Rutgers, everyone talks about Ace Bailey. Oh, he wasn't producing. He was producing when Dylan Harper was on the floor. And I'm not going to, you know, portray him like this Kevin Durant in college like other callers have because, you know, he's not comparable.
Well, he's not.
Kevin
yeah,
Durant
he's not Durant. Right. So Christian, so we're on the same page, I just want to stay at three. I like Edgecombe, and I would stay at three. When I saw the Sixers had some interest and the story was out there, they were interested in two. Obviously, it's for Dylan Harper, right? So then I'm working my mind, like, what are they going to give up? And I'm not trying to get rid of Maxey. I just would rather keep McCain than Maxey. That's all.
No, and absolutely. And, I mean, if you want to – and Hugh, all due respect, I believe it was you brought up the, you know, the knee injury he was dealing with last season. But those first 20, 25 games, I mean, that, undebatably, you know, arguably the rookie of the year. Right there. And I mean, to only see a guy for 20, 25 games, let alone, you know, pairing him on the court with Maxey and praying for, you know, a revival of Joel Embiid this season. And I'm praying, you know, he thankfully got the surgery. I have hope. You know what I mean? I'm not 100% negative on Joel Embiid. That dude comes back healthy this year. We got McCain and Maxey.
Oh, Christian, don't do this to yourself. Don't.
I'm sorry.
He did it. He did
no,
it. Right.
Don't do it to yourself. Don't be the guy who believes Joel's going to get healthy.
I'm not saying healthy. I'm saying, though, if he comes back and can produce, not even, you know, a fool
like
of what he was.
The music is louder than you.
I think with Maxey and McCain, I mean,
that'd
that's a decent team. And to, you know, try to give up, you know, either Maxey or McCain for a guard like Dylan Harper, I mean, we don't need another guard right now. We have, you know, Maxey and McCain. We need someone with size. I think, you know, I mean, Edgecombe's a little bigger, but, I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not all against taking Ace Bailey and, you know, taking a little bit of a risk with him. Like I said, when Dylan Harper was on the floor, Ace Bailey was playing well. Unfortunately, you go to a school like Rutgers, and you're the only guy without
yeah,
Dylan
well,
Harper.
Yeah, they couldn't win there. And Christian, I get it. Here's my thing. Good phone call. We appreciate listening and calling.
Being as passionate as you are,
he
bro,
did
that
cook
was pretty
there.
Dope. That was pretty dope.
Here's the one thing the Sixers better not get themselves involved in. Trying to find someone that just fits this group. We got to move on from most of this group. Like, I can't make a draft pick because they fit with Joel Embiid. He might play 20 games next year. I can't bring someone in because they fit with Paul George. Paul George, let's get him out of here as quickly as possible. Just get a great player and then figure it out. And like I know if they draft a guard, it's gonna be like, well, they have Maxey.
Got a bunch of guards.
Yeah, but just get a great player, and then I'll figure out the rest. Because if you're trying to find a fit, then what are you fitting? Like, we're fitting around Joel Embiid and Paul George. I can't do that. Just get a great player. I don't want Ace Bailey anywhere near here. I'm seeing this. Elliot is not handling the fact that they might not draft Ace Bailey well, because that's his guy.
He's not handling well. He's crashing out.
Well, I saw him yesterday say that when the rumor came out they could trade up for two, he said this is probably for Ace Bailey. It's not for Ace Bailey. No one's taking Ace Bailey at number two. I'm sorry, Elliot. I know he loves him. That guy was really upset at the idea of trading Maxey.
Very upset.
Yeah, at you, really, more than me.
Well, not. Listen, when you're talking about trading something, this is the reason why I said it. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about trading somebody, you have to look at your most attractive pieces.
Yeah.
And you have to start there, and then you try to move around. I mean, that's the piece that they're going to want. That's the piece that they're going to want, because Jared McCain was hurt. They might have some trepidation about that, even though he was trending in the right direction.
Yep.
But Maxey is going to be the guy that most teams are going to look at, and that's your most attractive piece.
Do we have an update on the dysfunctional Cowboys down in Dallas? What's going on down there?
Yeah, so just sent you this from Clarence Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons says the Cowboys are costing themselves more money by waiting to do a deal.
I don't say this often. Mike is right. I mean, he's not going to cost less as time goes on.
The price of the brick growing up.
Of course it is.
Day by day.
This is what the Cowboys do. I mean, they wait till the last possible minute. Cost themselves the most possible amount of money. They do usually end up paying it, though.
They do. Have you noticed, though, you know how it seemed like every quarterback contract jumped the next one for a while?
Mm-hmm.
No one's jumping the Dak one. There's been a few quarterback deals since Dak, and he still remains the highest paid quarterback. Because I think the Bills redid Josh Allen. He didn't jump above him in terms of yearly salary. And then Purdy just got his deal. So I think... They do usually get it done. Kyle's right. But they obviously overpaid Dak Prescott. No one's coming near that number for anybody else.
What have I done to deserve this?
Yeah, and they're going to do the same thing with Micah, right? They're going to pay him more than any defensive player ever, which he's obviously a great player and worth a lot of money, but they could have saved, like, I don't know, maybe $5, $10 million a year if they did this a year ago?
Yeah, if they'd have just paid the guy, but they didn't want to do that.
So what's going to end up happening? They're going to franchise tag him after the season? Or
is he's not in camp, is he? He didn't go.
So I think he was there but didn't participate. It was
okay,
one of those.
Okay.
I mean, the real question is, does he hold out of training camp?
That's what I was thinking.
If you were him, would you go? Would you practice?
Oh yeah, I would. I mean, I would have never held out.
You're not a holdout guy.
I'm not. No, because I'd be thinking about them bills keep coming in.
What are we paying for?
No, I don't think I would hold out. But the money that they're making is way different.
Right.
Because he's going to be like, what, at least $100 million. And that might be on the low end.
I think it could be close to $200.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, so that's we're talking about a different animal. You know, when you're talking about $200 million that he's going to get either with this team or somebody else.
So if the top pass rushers are getting 40 now, a 5-year contract is $200.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get $200.
Yeah, so yeah, you're right. So if I'm him and he's talking about the price of the brick growing up, yeah, I'd probably hold out.
Yeah,
it's a different era, man. Different era.
Well, here's why it's significant for us. The first game is the Eagles, right? Like, if he holds out and I think it was Bosa 2 years ago? Bosa held out, and it seemed like it took him a few weeks to get in shape.
No, it was Chris Jones held out too.
Jones. And he actually missed the first game.
Yeah, and he was in the stands in the first game.
Which was the biggest power move of all time. Lost the game and he's watching from the crowd. I mean, that was what. But
that was crazy.
If the Cowboys thing goes bad this summer and he holds out and misses the first game, that's the Eagles game. So we should all be rooting for
that
this thing.
He holds out.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
That'd be awesome for us. All right, Big V and Matt Lauer. What's up, Big V?
Yo, what's going on?
What up,
Big V, what's up?
Hey, first of all, I got to say that, you know, I'm in on my boy. I think he's going to continue well. He's heating up at the right time in the season. It should help the Phillies. You know,
is this you believe in Alec Bohm? Big V, you're getting fooled again.
Hey, look, I've been married twice, so, you know, it's it's not unusual with me getting fooled.
All right, I can't. I have no retort for that. I'll leave that one alone.
Yeah, that's probably good.
But yeah, and Hugh, listen, yes. Hugh, look, man, you gotta let them stop, you know, ganging up on you here. I mean, and what's this about? You can't beat him running. You should know you could beat dude running. He remembers how fast you got out of there when it was flooding.
Well, that's true.
That's a backhanded compliment.
Big V, a little water comes in, and Hugh will sprint
that's a backhanded
like he's chasing Barry Sanders in 97.
That's a little bit of a backhanded comment.
I'm sorry, I meant for the backhand. I'm betting on you, Hugh, to win. Okay, I'm going to parlay it and say if it rains, you should, you know, you should beat
him
by
you like my chances. If it rains, you like my chances.
Yeah.
Y'all funny. Y'all ain't right. Y'all supposed to be my friends.
Well, your friends got to keep you honest.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. This is true.
Hey, Hugh, by the way, you know, Kyle and Joe, they still owe you an apology for, you know, calling you the captain on the Titanic when you said that, you know, the Phillies were going to win, and they won.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You talking about the other day? Yeah.
The game they won in 11 innings with bunts, we have to apologize to Hugh for that?
I mean, a win is a win.
Oh, geez.
A win is a win.
Win is a win. He's right. Win is a win.
Not apologizing because he guessed they'd win a home game in the middle of June. Like if he calls his shot and says they're going to win the World Series right now, that's a different story.
They might have found their tush push.
Yeah.
They found their tush push.
A couple bunts. Yeah. Great. Big V, what's a good Father's Day gift?
Well, I'm with Hugh, and, you know, that's what I ask my family. Look, I want some peace and quiet, you know. You guys take care of the chores, walk the pets. You know, all I want to do is sit, and enjoy the day.
I think a lot of dads want that one. Big V, we appreciate the phone call.
That's it.
You know, he did say walk the pets. You think he meant something other than a dog? What else do you walk besides a dog?
That's it.
Well, I guess he has more than one pet. He might have a ferret. He might have a...
Do you walk ferrets?
No.
I think you do.
No.
I've seen people walk ferrets. Hell, somebody was... Doesn't Buddy, who had Wally, was walking the alligator? Didn't he walk the alligator?
Yeah, but that guy was a problem.
I think he was walking him to try and get him into the stadium, though. Like, I don't know if otherwise he generally takes Wally on walks.
Big V has a parrot that he... Well, not a parrot.
You don't walk a parrot. Parrots fly.
Yeah, a ferret. I meant to say ferret.
Because taking my parrot for a walk.
Taking my ferret.
Put the parrot on a leash. All right, 215-592-9494.
I just love how convicted he was that you could walk a ferret.
I know.
You can't you?
I mean, you can physically.
I've been on thousands of walks in my life. The only thing I see people walking are dogs. Like ferrets and parrots.
Most normal people, but you know, some people are
Hugh, you're walking in your neighborhood.
Check out and see if you see any non-dogs on leashes.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that.
You're not a walk around your neighborhood guy, are you?
No.
You might see Skip. All right.
I've seen my neighbors lately. They're walking around.
Skip?
No, not Skip.
He's seen you. Okay, we will finish up on the phone lines. We're handed over to Ike, Spike, and Jack at Chickies. You people. Plus, it's back. Explicit snack of the night. That's next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now... you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. After the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports becomes the official part of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.